may be seated.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Ernie, and I have the announcements this morning. If you'd like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, aged 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. There is a sign-up sheet in the Welcome Center for teachers. Many of our home groups are now running, and they are listed on the church's website. Our next youth group event will be on Saturday, December 7th, with the youth participating in a progressive supper. They will go to different houses for a short period and have one item at that house, like salad or whatever. And there is a sign-up sheet, as we are looking for host homes that the youth can come to. Tammy Gilley and Roman Colton were nominated by the membership to represent them for the nominating committee to nominate elders. We're going to have our Christmas party potluck after church on December 1st. So that's our Christmas celebration. Everyone is encouraged to wear their best, worst Christmas-themed attire to church that day. Anything along the lines of ugly Christmas sweaters, antlers, elf, Santa hats, and even PJs will be the fashion. Listening, Dave? Okay. There is a sign-up sheet on the Welcome Center. We are encouraging you to bring your favorite dish with enough for your family and some to share. This is a great opportunity to invite friends and family to join you for church and a Christmas lunch. If you would like prayer today, there will be people in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
If you're comfortable, please stand. We'll continue worshiping with music.
In my heart, there's a fire burning, a passion deep within my soul, a slowing down, a growing cold. An unquenchable flame that keeps burning brighter, a love that's blazing like the sun, for you are all in what you've done. And as the praise, because of my song. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens. For one day I'll bow, but for now I marvel at the saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. I'm full of praise once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.
Together.
go to Junior Church and everybody else, say hi to a couple of people you haven't talked to today.
Oliver and Michaela Klassen just had a new arrival, Silas Peter Klassen, on November 14th, 7 pounds, 11 ounces. Congratulations to the grandparents again, Fred and Wilma Cron. And so, some of you might know I had my pastor's conference in the last 10 days or so, and Don Green goes, Lake Louise? And I said, it's not all it sounds, trust me. It's hard when you're sleeping away, but it was just a reminder again, I'm so grateful that I get a pastor, and I'm so grateful that I get to journey with you, that we can do this spiritual walk together. And so I just wanted to express my gratitude this morning. We're going to use Colossians 1, 15 to 16 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in Colossians 1, 15 to 16, it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made things we can see and things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. As a people who were created by Christ for Christ, let us come before him and worship in his perfection and goodness. Let us bow before him, the one who holds all things together. Confession. Paul writes in Colossians 1, verse 23, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly on it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. We've been saved and filled and brought to life by this good news of Christ living in us. Yet we're distracted people, often looking to this world. Confess before Christ the times this week when you've drifted away, seeking assurance and comfort and pleasure from the world instead of Christ. Thanksgiving, Colossians 1:11-14. It reminds us of the immense riches we have poured out upon us because of the work of Christ in our lives. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all of his glorious power, so you'll have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He's enabled you to share an inheritance that belongs to his people and live in the light. For he's rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let us together come with thankful hearts for all he has done and is doing through us. Supplication. Paul admonishes the Colossians with these words: devote yourself to prayer, and with an alert mind and a thankful heart, bring your requests before the God who listens, the God who loves us, the God who is good and merciful. We pray for Drew, for Michael and Tavy and their family, for Jackie, for Cindy, Connie and Jim, for Diane's health, for Lou and Harold, for Carolyn and Roland, Judith and Danny, Corrine and Isaac and their family, for Ben and Marge, Sabrina and Michael, Sharek and Jamen, for Tammy and her family, Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, Philbert and Calicia, for Shannon and Cam, Cynthia and Jills, some of the places around the world, Cameroon, Central Africa, for Chile, Israel, Gaza, Palestine, the Ukraine, for Canada and United States. God, we pray for healing in our land. And then for all the unspoken requests, for all the things that are too much, too heavy, too weighty for us to bear, we come and say, come, our good and great God, and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And as a community of Jesus followers, growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus taught us: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses. So practice and obey whatever they tell you, but don't follow their example, for they don't practice what they teach. They crush people with unbearable religious demands and never lift a finger to ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. On their arms, they wear extra wide prayer boxes with scripture verses inside, and they wear robes with extra long tassels. And they love to sit at the head of the table at banquets and in the seat of honor in the synagogues. They love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi. Don't let anyone call you rabbi, for you have only one teacher, and all of you are equal as brothers and sisters. And don't address anyone here on earth as father, for only God in heaven is your father. And don't let anyone tell you teacher, for you have only one teacher, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be a servant. But those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
Please stand as we worship our Savior in music again.
Precious cornerstone, sure foundation, you are faithful to the end. We are waiting on you, Jesus. We believe you all to us. Precious cornerstone, sure foundation, you are faithful to the end. We are waiting on you, Jesus. We believe you're all to us. Let the glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our lives. We believe you're all to us. Son of God, sent from heaven, hope and mercy at the cross. You are everything, you're the promise. Jesus, you the glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our lives.
You are all to us.